Well, as we finish out this week's show, we have Diane Moon from our counseling department. Hi, Diane.
Hey, thanks for having me. Yeah, thank you.
And thanks for being willing to tackle one of our listener questions. As I introduced it before the show, we basically said that this was going to be about a boyfriend who wants a break. So let me go ahead and read the actual question. Okay. Our listener says, my boyfriend wants a break. He says that he needs to figure things out in his life. He said it's not about me, but that he needs to be at peace with himself so that our relationship can be better. But I still feel like it is about me. He doesn't stop seeing his friends. The only one that's on hold is me. I don't know if I should break up with him or just wait until he has things figured out. What do you think?
Well, you know, oftentimes when we hear taking a break or figuring things out, it really is kind of a breakup. And we hear this all the time working with, single couples, and it basically means, you know, he's done. But one of the things that I really would encourage her to do, if she is emotionally connected to him and she feels like this is the one, he is the one, that she would just ask him to define, you know, figuring things out. What does that mean? Where do I stand? What is my value in this relationship? Because again, he might be saying I'm done, but not wanting to hurt her feelings. Mm-hmm. And so I think it's important also that she look at his effectiveness in communicating openly and honestly. And if he is done with the relationship, why isn't he able to tell her that? Mm-hmm. And so then you want to look at that as, is this a predictor of future behavior? Mm-hmm. And do I really want to be in a relationship like this where there is really, we might say there is no honesty. Mm-hmm. Does that make sense?
Yeah. No, I think that's good. And I think, I mean, it's not, you know, it's not necessarily a bad thing that he's realizing, you know, that in this relationship, maybe he's not ready to be in a relationship, mm-hmm. or he needs to take mm-hmm. a step back. Maybe he has to work on stuff. I think I've mentioned on the show, I went on some dates with a guy who said, dating you made me realize I need counseling. So I was like, okay, well, glad you figured that out.
That could be a good thing.
Yeah, it could be a very good thing. I would just say, and Diane, I don't know if you agree. I mean, it just seems to me that this girl, again, because he's not defining anything, get some clarity on that.
Absolutely.
And then I would say, you know, she does need to recognize that, okay, they are not in a relationship. I would say, you know, whether she needs to call that a breakup and make it a big drama. But basically, she just needs to be like, you figure that out. But in the meantime, she needs to not put herself on hold. And because if she's meant to date and marry some other guy, that guy needs to move in there, okay? I mean, she needs to. I see a lot of girls that put themselves on hold for someone they're holding out for. And then 6 or 7 years later, it peters out anyway, or nothing comes of it.
And that's why I think, you know, it's important for her to be empowered to mm-hmm. ask him, well, define that for me. What does that look like? And really, what is my value in this relationship? Mm-hmm. And again, just being very careful that if he's doing this now, could this be the future behavior?
Yeah. Well, good thoughts, Diane. Thank you so much. Okay, folks, we always want to hear from you. Write to us at editor@boundless.org, whether it's a relationship question or just something about life or faith. We do want to go ahead and weigh in on that, give you some advice from our wonderful professionals who are here to help. And make sure that you go onto the site. You can search topics. You can search dates. If you think you heard something in the past that you need to rehear, if you think you heard something that maybe someone else needs to hear, we are not above you sending links to people. Just do it kindly. Don't send it to your boyfriend. You need to read this. Though some of you do that. But anyway, above all, we want to see you around here next week. And I hope we will. I'm Lisa Anderson for The Boundless Show.